I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday, the 24th day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 27 degrees.
Snow and wet roads slowing you down in Roy and Riverdale. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Utah's governor is optimistic about when the state can get back to normal and when we can take off masks.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, it's sooner than people think. Governor Spencer Cox tweeted he's baffled by the pessimism out there. Cases are going down. Vaccinations are going up. We're going to have those speed up even more. He says he sees Utahns celebrating the 4th of July together without masks in groups. Also tweeting this morning the good news about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine coming soon. A Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows 21% of Utahns think the state will get back to normal by the fall, but 47% think we're at least a year away. The new public health order says masks will end 8 weeks after we get to 1.6 million first doses of the vaccine in the state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Pfizer's ice-cold COVID shot may be getting an upgrade to its storage temperature requirement, and there could also be a big boost in vaccine production. ABC's Megan Teverizian continues our team coverage. Hope on the horizon.
In the race to vaccinate, the CDC now says 17% of the U.S. adult population now received at least one shot, and now handling the vaccines may get easier. The New York Times reports the FDA is set to allow the Pfizer vaccine to be stored in regular freezers.
The FDA released data this morning on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Dr. Sanjay Gupta spoke on CNN saying this vaccine has been tested against variants that the other vaccines were not.
They find that after 28 days, there was a significant protection against severe disease. No hospitalizations at 28 days. There were two hospitalizations within the first 14 days, which means that the protection from this vaccine seems to grow between 2 weeks to 4 weeks and sort of maxes out at around 4 weeks. So really that 4 week mark after you get vaccinated is when you get the most protection. No deaths in the vaccinated group as well. So this vaccine seems to be an effective vaccine.
An FDA panel will debate on Friday whether or not to give the Johnson & Johnson vaccine emergency use approval.
The sister of a Kearns woman whose abduction was caught on surveillance video says they don't understand why she was kidnapped.
I deactivated my Facebook because I just didn't want to see anything. So all these details and stuff, I don't know and I don't want to know.
Jessica Romero McDonald tells KSL the family is hurting and they just want to know where Nicole Romero's body is. Two men have now been charged with her kidnapping and murder. Detectives say witnesses have told them she was shot and killed and that her body was taken away by a third man.
Police are looking into what led to a deadly snowmobile crash near Bryanhead. One woman was killed in the crash, and an off-duty officer visiting from Los Angeles helped administer CPR. Two other snowmobilers were also hurt in the crash.
A Minnesota educator has been selected as the next superintendent of the Salt Lake City School District. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, the Salt Lake City Board of Education voted unanimously last night to select Timothy Gadsden III as the district's top administrator. He most recently was the associate superintendent of high schools with Anoka-Hennepin Schools in Anoka, Minnesota. The plan is for him to start in July after being extended a two-year contract.
Our work will be building on what's strong, strengthening what needs to be strengthened, and getting rid of those things that are ineffective.
Gadsden III will also be the first black educator to lead a Utah school district. The board says they conducted a nationwide search and they got 33 applications for the position, with candidates coming from 19 different states. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network that will cover the whole city to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city. Details from KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas.
The district is putting up its own towers and configuring its tablets and laptops to work with the LTE wireless system. Jer Bates with the Ogden District says that means students will have the same secure access they would if they were in a regular classroom.
So they get the access to all the you know, quote unquote good internet, and the bad internet gets blocked out with high speed free access.
It's not quite free. The total price tag is about $500,000. The first tower should be up and running in about 60 days. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, we'll get the latest on the car crash involving Tiger Woods.
And Triple Team traffic.
Slowdowns on I-15 right now, pretty thick between Riverdale and Roy because of the weather, it looks like. Haven't had a crash reported up in there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda before 9. Get context and discussion 12:30 to 3 with Lee Lonsberry.
I get very, very nervous about bad information spread on social media.
Your all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Okay, we've all been hearing how much extra time we spend in our homes. Have you really wondered? Have you stopped and thought about it? You know, Dee and I have really noticed in our home just the wear and tear on the home, and I'm so grateful we have Zero Res that we can call to clean not only carpets, but tile and grout and upholstery. They do it all. But I want to focus right now on this incredible deal. Many people know that I've known these folks at Zero Res since they started their company, and this is one of the best deals I have ever seen them offer. It's with a four-room minimum. They'll come to your home and clean at $25 per room. But this, yeah, $25 per room, four-room minimum, but this expires at the end of February. So just get it locked in. Lock down this great deal. Make the appointment and pay only $25 per room. Zero Res. If there's an issue with your carpet, they can get it out. They do it like nobody else. Call 288-ZERO.
Maybe you're just tuning in this morning. Utah's governor very optimistic on when the state may get back to quote-unquote normal. He thinks it might be by the 4th of July, maskless in large crowds. Our state epidemiologist, meantime, says she's among the 19% of Utahns who just don't know.
We're learning more about the recovery for Tiger Woods following his rollover crash near Los Angeles. Officials say it's likely his seatbelt saved his life. ABC's Kenneth Moten has the latest.
The sheriff in L.A. says there was no sign that Woods was impaired, but the sheriff added it appears the vehicle may have been speeding. And investigators say they'll look into whether Woods was on the phone or was otherwise distracted.
Doctors at Harbor UCLA Medical Center say a rod and a combination of pins and screws are stabilizing Woods' lower right leg, ankle, and foot.
State troopers in southern New Jersey rescued a 14-year-old boy from a frigid marsh over the weekend. The responding troopers decided they needed to take immediate action to get the boy out. This is what it sounded like.
Come on, kick your feet. Come on, bub.
Just struggling to move his legs, obviously suffering from hypothermia. The video is tough to watch. Police say the boy was transported to a local hospital, and good news, is expected to make a full recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. KSL News Time, 8:09. Let's see how the roads are doing out there this morning. Maybe you're still making your way in. Our Triple Team traffic has an eye on you, starting with Andy Farnsworth.
We've got backups on Bangor and 56 West near 21st South. We've got a new crash reported in West Valley, 4100 South, 20th West. This is not quite between, it's about halfway between Redwood and 2200 West. And then out in Tooele County, we've got a crash on SR36 at 600 North. And I do see some northbound delays in Tooele on Main Street. Aubrey?
Well, it looks like right now we have an eastbound crash on I-84 in South Weber area. Watch out for that. You're also going to see the slowdowns due to the weather right now between the Ogden Airport and going into Layton right now. And then if you're traveling a little further south from Farmington into downtown, that's looking pretty good right now, moving at good speeds. Eric?
No crashes reported in Utah County as you move your way northbound from Provo up to Point of the Mountain, heading out to Heber City. No trouble through Provo Canyon this morning. We are seeing a little bit more congestion on Redwood Road northbound in Saratoga Springs, approaching the Pioneer Crossing intersection. But past that, delays are minimal heading up to the county line and beyond. From the Durden family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about those temperatures today? Back to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds moving in. It is a colder day out there, and we've got some scattered snow showers that will develop into the afternoon hours thanks to a front that's moved through. 38's the high, sunshine, but only 39 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting to warm a little bit out there. It is 29 degrees.
A bill that would pave the way for Dixie State University to change its name seems to be stalling in the Senate. We'll speak with the Senate sponsor of that bill, Senator Michael McKell, coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Coming up next, of course, at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, it's Tim and Amanda to get your day off to a good start on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Good Feet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Good Feet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
So, you want to be a hero. Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
NMLS 1817019.
A 15-year mortgage rate is as low as 1.75% with an APR of 1.89. You heard that right. A rate in the ones. A 30-year fixed is as low as 2% with an APR of 2.22. This is Rod with LendRight Mortgage. With rates in the ones, it's time to buy or refinance. If your rate is 2.8% or higher, call LendRight Mortgage today and lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone. Cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. Even if you just refinanced, LendRight Mortgage can save you thousands with a no-cost refi. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. For rates in the ones, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
The governor sees a return to normal by July 4th. Is this normal or normal light? The Utah Department of Health joins us to see if the return to normal is classic normal or normal zero calories. Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City School District has selected the first ever black educator to lead a Utah school district. Timothy Gadsden III will be extended a two-year contract and will start in July. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, a new poll shows nearly half of Utahns think it will take a year or more to get back to normal after the pandemic. Utah's governor is more optimistic and hopes we can start ditching the masks and holding large gatherings around the 4th of July.
Third, Andy Farnsworth has an eye on that drive.
We've got delays still on I-15. Both directions are backing up. It looks like because of the storm as you head through Clearfield and going north and south around the Roy exit especially. And then we've got a crash in Tooele, Main Street, 600 North in Tooele City, causing some backups. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We got up to 38 today with clouds and a few scattered snow showers this afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
27 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, another COVID shot on the way. The single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine could be just a few days away from getting emergency use authorization.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim describes the differences between this shot and the ones from Pfizer and Moderna.
All three vaccines help the body develop immunity to the virus that causes COVID-19 without having to get the illness. But there are differences. Unlike its two-dose counterparts, the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't need to be frozen for shipping or long-term storage. It's known as a viral vector vaccine. It uses a non-replicating version of a harmless common cold as a vector, a carrier to deliver instructions through genetic material that prompts your body to mount immune system defenses.
J&J's shot said to be 100% effective at preventing COVID deaths, including from the more contagious South African variant. Tiger Woods out of surgery, but a long recovery ahead after Tuesday's car crash that shattered his leg. ABC chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
After a trauma, and again, that's what this is, a trauma surgery, an acute trauma, we measure the recovery in baby steps. So we're talking about the next hours, days, weeks, and months. And there is the potential for this type of injury to have lifelong manifestations. But every patient is different, and their pre-existing or pre-accident condition is very important as to how they'll do in the future.
More testimony today on the warnings that were there or not there in the days leading up to the Capitol insurgency.
Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, who resigned after the riot, along with two other officials in charge, said he never saw the attack of that scale coming. And those former security officials appeared to point the blame at the FBI and at times each other.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas. The FAA ordering planes with a type of engine that blew up over Denver this past weekend to stop flying. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The bill that would pave the way for Dixie State University to change its name is now in doubt. The bill passed the House, but there's questions if the bill will reach the Senate floor in time to receive a vote.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Senator Michael McKell, who is the Senate sponsor of the name change bill. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
What's happening in the Senate?
Well, right now, we're meeting with stakeholders, and we've got something exciting happening today. I think the most important stakeholders are going to be on Capitol Hill today. We've got students from Dixie State University. I'm told there's going to be 50 to 60 students. There's a small group. I've got a meeting arranged with President Adams, five students this morning, and that'll be followed up with a rally later today. With legislation, I've heard that the Senate is stonewalling, and I'm always leery of that term because there is a process. It's important to bring stakeholders together. And today, it's exciting that we've got the most important stakeholders of all, the actual students of Dixie State University.
I'm sure you've seen the study, the survey that was done by Cicero, I think is the name of the consulting firm, on the part of the university, that 62% of the general population down in and around Dixie State in southwestern Utah prefer keeping the name. How does this decision get made? Where does it get made?
Well, I have seen the Cicero study, and that the framework was actually started in 2019 as the institution started their strategic plan. The important part to me is not necessarily that number. It's the impact on students themselves. I've served as the chair of higher ed in the House for several years, and my concern is always what is going to drive the most return on investment for the students, and that's why I'm pleased to be the floor sponsor to the change. I think the change is needed. I think it's important. The institution is growing. The institution would like to focus on a different polytech model, and I think the name needs to be reflective of that model moving forward.
I mean, the bill easily passed the House. Is there any reason why it wouldn't get a vote and pass the Senate?
I think the bill, ultimately in the end, I think the bill will receive a vote in the Senate. One of the things I've been asked to do is meet with stakeholders across the spectrum. There's been a lot of discussion about this bill. And again, I'm excited that the most important stakeholders are going to be on Capitol Hill today. The students, yesterday, the CEO of SkyWest Airlines was on Capitol Hill talking about his concerns with the current name and the current process and his support of changing the name. But, you know, stay tuned today. I think it's exciting to have the actual students that it impacts here with us today.
I noticed that Majority Leader Vickers was not going to comment on what happened in a closed caucus meeting. Can you give us just a sense of what some of the arguments are on one side or the other?
Well, I think more than anything, I won't comment on what happens in closed caucus. I don't think that'd be appropriate for me to do that. But there are a lot of stakeholders that have been involved and have followed this issue. There are folks that are passionate about keeping the name. There are folks that are passionate about changing the name. Ultimately, I think our role in the legislature is to look at that recommendation in the Cicero report, to look at what the trustees. I appreciate the trustees down in St. George. Arguably one of the most important decisions they've had to make is address the name change. They have moved forward. They looked at the report and they looked at the institution, and they feel like the best move for Dixie State is to change the name. Then our higher education board looked at the issue as well, and trustees voted unanimous. The board, our state board, voted unanimous to change the name. It's important to recognize that the institution is growing. Dixie State is awesome. Their growth has been tremendous, but at this point, I think their name needs to reflect their mission moving forward. Again, they want to be a polytech institution. The system wants them to do that, and I think the name needs to reflect that.
And just to make sure that people understand, you're not voting to change the name. You're just voting to allow them to do that because they're a state university. Do I have that right?
Yes, you're exactly right. And Dixie State has actually worked with the community at length. One of the arguments that I've heard against letting them move forward is they haven't spent enough time with the community. I think this legislation that came over from the House would enable them to work with the community a little bit further. I know as the Cicero report was developed, there were 120 businesses that were actually consulted with in the St. George area. So there's been a lot of groundwork that has already happened. I think there's a lot of groundwork still to be done. I'm excited to continue to work with stakeholders, and I'm optimistic that we'll have a vote in the Senate.
Senator Michael McKell, thank you. We'll leave it there. He is the state sponsor of that bill that would pave the way for Dixie State University to change its name. We'll continue to follow the story for you on KSL on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic, and over to you, Andy.
Amanda, in Salt Lake Valley, you've got a little bit of delay on I-15 right now near the 106 South exit. Mostly city streets that have had issues this morning, including cleanup of a crash over on the west side, 4100 South, 2100 West, and then out in Tooele County on SR-36, Main Street in Tooele, 600 North. We've still got a little bit of a northbound delay there from a crash. Aubrey?
Couple of crashes in Weber County, one on I-84 if you're traveling eastbound between Riverdale and South Ogden, and then another up on 12th Street and Canyon Road. You're going to see that there. If you're traveling I-15 between the Ogden Airport and going into Kaysville now, you're going to start seeing slowdowns due to the snow there, northbound and southbound. Eric?
It's been a crash-free morning on I-15 Utah County. That continues to be the case. 24 minutes expected travel time northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Timpanogos Highway busy at the intersections if you're working your way over from Highland Cedar Hills on SR-92 towards the freeway. If you're renting, let the Elite Team at Security Home Mortgage help you buy a home. Visit EliteTeamUT.com, EliteTeamUT.com, NMLS number 178787. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant's back with a look at that seven-day forecast brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
Well, it's going to be a colder day today, 38 with clouds, and we've got some scattered snow showers mainly this afternoon. Sunny and only 39 tomorrow, and then more clouds on Friday. We're up to 41. And more scattered snow showers, especially that afternoon. Snow showers in the works for Saturday and the high temperature 38. Partly cloudy skies, but cool. On Sunday, the high 39. Starts to warm up after that. Sunshine on Monday back up to 45 degrees. And then partly cloudy 47 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 29 degrees.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Sometimes life throws us pretty big curveballs that we weren't expecting. You might feel discouraged and helpless, but all you need is a little direction and a helping hand. Open Doors in Davis County is there to help by providing the resources needed to assist families in finding lasting solutions to poverty, preventing abuse, and attaining self-reliance. Living in difficult situations can lead to dysfunctional relationships, domestic violence, and child abuse. Their purpose is to promote self-sufficiency, strengthen families rather than replace personal responsibility. They have several programs available, including family support groups, crisis and respite nurseries, parent education to prevent child abuse, community action programs that assist families with food and housing, and peer mentoring programs aimed to help low-income individuals break the cycle of poverty. Their mission is to open the door for others who are carrying a heavy load. To learn more or donate, please visit opendoorsutah.org. That's opendoorsutah.org. Select Health recognizes the family support provided by Open Doors as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Here's some straight talk from Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital. Mental illness is a serious issue, not something to be swept away with, oh, it'll eventually go away if I ignore it. If someone close to you shows signs of severe depression, drug and alcohol addiction, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, or they threaten self-harm, don't ignore this. Visit slbh.org and request a free mental health assessment at Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital. No referral from an ER or GP is needed. Mental health issues take so many forms, including postpartum depression, thoughts of harming others, substance abuse, and psychosis. Do not ignore any of these acute conditions. If you know someone who's struggling, don't think these issues will go away on their own. Start the treatment process now, today, any day. You can rely on Salt Lake Behavioral Health for mental health treatment for adults and teens. Find them online at slbh.org. slbh.org.
Hi, Doug Ryden. Time is rapidly running out on this amazing deal from my friends at IntelliBed. They kind of put this together for Valentine's and President's Day, but the deal goes on through March 1st, and this is what you get. A free luxury adjustable base valued up to $1,800 with the purchase of your king or queen IntelliBed. This is the time to act, and the time is running short. Before we hit March 1st, you want to make sure that you've taken advantage of this incredible deal. And only IntelliBed has that revolutionary gel matrix that is both firm and soft at the same time, giving you that maximum back support and spinal alignment, and it reduces the pressure points, cuts down on the tossing and turning. Get into the IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale. Of course, you can lock down this deal, too, at IntelliBed.com.
For Watching Utah's Money, once the economy reopens, people may start a wave of spending, which could cause prices to spike. That's the concern on Wall Street, which insiders say will spoil the financial market gains that have raged since last March.
Yeah, inflation, the big worry there. Let's take a look at how the markets are doing about an hour into the trading day. It's mixed. The Dow is up 65, 0.2%. The S&P is up just a half a point, and the NASDAQ this hour headed the wrong way still. Might be a third straight day of losses. We're off 81 points.
So you're going to stay up and watch the Lakers game tonight?
I would love to, but I can't. There's just no way.
Let's roll on it. We'll watch it together tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. The problem is we know the outcome.
It'll still be a good game.
Okay.
All right. Traffic and weather together next with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio.
When you need home medical equipment, travel no further. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. We have some big news. We just opened a brand new location in Draper, just east of I-15. Our new store is staffed with professionally trained respiratory therapists, a full inventory, and only the highest quality products. Here at Alpine Home Medical, we have certified products approved by the FDA, including lift chairs, mobility scooters, oxygen supplies, and much more. We know you don't want to come see us, but we promise you'll have an amazing experience with our knowledgeable staff. You're our number one priority. At Alpine Home Medical, we accept most major insurances, so come see us today or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Visit alpinehomemedical.com.
Schools and jobs are starting to normalize. Vaccines are rolling out. It's going to be spring soon. And the news?
Oh, not everything is normal.
The past several days have created what avalanche forecasters call epic slides.
The proposed bill is dangerous to adolescents.
It's costing millions to keep National Guard troops on the Capitol grounds.
The usual.
The unusual.
If it's important, you'll find out about it first. From Utah's All Day Companion, for news,
KSL News Radio.
829. It's Triple Team traffic again, and Andy Farnsworth, looks like we're at freeway speeds.
Yep, through the south end of the valley. Had something blowing across the freeway. It looked like smoke for a minute, but it was just dust from a street sweeper, and traffic slowed for just a bit as it was low visibility. But now it's the dust is clear, and the traffic's back to the speed limit. No problems on the west side city streets causing any delays, and it looks like the crash in Tooele City still there, 600 North and Main Street in Tooele. Aubrey?
Well, we have a few crashes now, one on Riverdale Road at 650 West in Ogden, and then another one on 12th Street, Harrison Boulevard. The other is eastbound I-84 in South Weber. Also, if you're on I-15, you're still going to see that slow traffic northbound and southbound between Riverdale and going into Kaysville. Eric?
No problems on I-80 going out to the mountains this morning. Not at the moment. You've got dry roads there going to Park City and through Provo Canyon. US 189 also looks good if you're down Utah County. I-15 rolling along at normal speeds. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about the temperatures today, Grant?
A lot of clouds today. Could see some snow showers this afternoon. It's colder. It's going to stay colder for a while. High 38. Tomorrow, sunny, but only 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 29 degrees.
Weather's really messing up traffic in the south end of Weber County, north end of Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Eye on the Hill 2021. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Utah lawmakers say the legislature should have final say on all gun laws in the state, over local leaders, and even some federal rules.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2021.
The bill says the state legislature can override local gun laws from cities or counties and be able to disregard some federal regulations in the state boundaries. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson spoke against it. She had an order last year to require background checks for private firearm sales at gun shows in county-owned centers. Others say taking on the feds is not a good idea for the possible legal repercussions, but supporters say this bill supports states' rights. The House passed it. It goes to the Senate. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A bill designed to give Utah police officers more de-escalation training passed two big hurdles in the legislature. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2021.
The full House and a Senate committee voted unanimously to approve HB 162. If passed, it will add more hours of de-escalation training each officer receives. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says de-escalation is already included in the annual training officers must complete, but says the changes in the bill are invaluable and will create new, broader, and deeper curriculums across the state. The training will include calmly speaking to people in mental distress and creating space in dangerous situations. The bill now goes to the full Senate for discussion. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A resolution before the Utah legislature would designate August 31st as International Overdose Awareness Day. Lisa Thompson lost her son to an opioid overdose and testified before lawmakers in favor of the bill.
In his early 20s, he had two back-to-back shoulder surgeries and became addicted to prescription pills, which we had no idea.
Thompson says her son overdosed while on a business trip. She wants the state to adopt the Awareness Day to try and keep other parents from experiencing that loss.
KSL's top national stories this hour. COVID-19 vaccine makers tell Congress to expect a big jump in the delivery of doses over the coming month. The companies say they will be able to provide enough vaccine for most Americans by summer. By the end of March, Pfizer and Moderna expect to have provided the U.S. government with a total of 220 million vaccine doses. That's up from roughly the 75 million shipped so far. That's not counting, by the way, the third vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, which could get emergency approval by Friday. The FDA just released data on that vaccine this morning ahead of an official review that will happen on Friday.
A Texas woman is suing her power company over last week's winter storm blackout. In the $1 billion class action suit, former customer-turned-lead plaintiff Lisa Khoury accuses Houston-based Gritty Energy of price gouging during the surge in demand for electricity. She says her bill shot up to $9,000 during the crisis.
The short periods of time when I had power, I was too afraid to turn my heat on because, you know, I saw my light bill jumping.
Several board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned amid a separate class action suit.
A vigil was held last night in Georgia to remember Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man shot and killed 1 year ago while jogging. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, is claiming a police cover-up, and her attorney, Lee Merritt, says she's suing for $1 million.
That lawsuit is alleging Fourth Amendment violations, violations of the due process, violations of the Constitution of the United States.
Three white men involved with shooting Arbery are facing charges.
Navy SEALs and CEOs have something in common. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports military leaders are calling on business ethics professors at BYU to give special forces units a new kind of ethics training.
The world of business might not seem as dangerous as the world of warfare, but BYU professor of ethics Brad Agle says you may be surprised how similar the ethical dilemmas actually are between the two. Agle researched business ethics dilemmas, and he found the vast majority of them fall into one of 13 different categories. The Special Operations Command asked Agle to turn his book into a field guide for Special Forces units.
Professors say soldiers are confronted with ethical dilemmas every day, and they didn't have a guide that could help them before.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's King James versus Donovan Mitchell tonight at the Vivint Arena next door.
And Triple Team traffic.
Well, snow affecting the drive on both I-15 and I-84 at the south end of Weber County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'll get it. KSL News Time, 8:35.
President Obama's male nominee for Supreme Court is back.
I am honored to appear before you today as the president's nominee to be the Attorney General.
The vote on Merrick Garland. Updates this week on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Every now and then, I'll either get a note from or I'll talk with my friends at Kinetico, and they'll pass along a little tidbit about their industry. And this one I found really fascinating. They said, you know, Doug, in our industry, most water softener companies, they hire two repair technicians to every one person they hire to install their systems. And they said, now think about that. And by the way, they did mention that Kinetico is exactly the opposite. The ratio is totally different. They hire two installation experts to every one technician. I mean, after all, when you have a great quality product, why would you need more repair people than installers? You can count on Kinetico, just as we have now for many, many years. They honor that 10-year warranty, whether it's in the original home or you move and take it with you. Go to softwaterutah.com or call 576-8600.
The Jazz Lakers Showdown.
Old habits die hard. A minute ago, I almost said the Delta Center.
I almost do that all the time.
The Utah Jazz look to take on King James and the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at home. They come in on a three-game losing streak. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live from near Vivint Arena. John.
Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock tonight. The Lakers have lost three of their last four, while the last time the Jazz were in action, they were overwhelming the Hornets with a barrage of three-pointers, setting the franchise record with 28 made from long range. The Jazz also got some good, if not expected, news yesterday that both Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert will be named as All-Stars in the Western Conference. It's now the second straight year for both those players. Missing the cut, though, was Mike Conley, although he could still be named as the replacement for injured big man Anthony Davis. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets fans are rejoicing after New York City started to allow a limited amount of fans back into NBA games.
At Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks hosted the Warriors, 2,000 were allowed inside.
At Barclays Center, where the Nets played the Kings, 300 season ticket holders. All were required to socially distance, wear a mask, and show two negative COVID tests.
ABC's Megan Trevisian reporting. KSL News Time is 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic. And over to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic really kind of a mess if you're trying to take I-15 in either direction. The worst delay through the snow is going to right now between the 650 North Clearfield exit and 700 South, but reduced speeds thus far north as 31st Street in Ogden. Also, that crash along I-84 still affecting drivers coming off I-15 and heading east towards Highway 89. Because of the snow, I'm starting to see some slower traffic on Highway 89 as well from, basically the split in South Ogden as far south as Cherry Lane. Aubrey?
Well, things are looking really good on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley all the way from Draper to downtown right now. Things are looking really good. If you're coming out of Tooele on I-80, things are moving at freeway speeds there as well. A little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway as you make your way towards the 201 freeway. Eric?
Aubrey, I-80 looks good as well. For eastbound or south to the Kimball Junction exit, if you're going to Park City, a little bit of slowing on SR-248. That's Currents Boulevard for westbounders as you exit US 40 to head over to Park City. That's just usual congestion, though. And right now, you're at a good pace in Utah County, northbound, southbound on I-15 from Spanish Fork to Lehigh. No problems. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman's got a look at what's turned out to be a bit of a crazy day today in the Weather Center.
Highs up to 38 today with a lot of cloud cover. It is going to be a colder day and get set for some colder temperatures for the next several days. A few scattered snow showers this afternoon, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, but only 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It continues to warm downtown. It's 30 this hour.
With Roots Tech starting this week, coming up next on Mary Richards' Heart of Utah, which I look forward to every week, she gives us an in-depth report on one man who is going in-depth on Black family history. I look forward to that on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for choosing to start your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You know, Tim, I have a question. How do you know that you can trust a service company that you invite into your home when you have a $29 or a $39, $49 tune-up? How do you know that they're qualified and not just commissioned salespeople trying to sell you a service that you don't need?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know it's a big reason why we've worked with Superior Water and Air all these years. We've heard Rob say so many times that it's not a time for gimmicks and games. Superior Water and Air aren't going to try to get into your home with a discount coupon so that they can upsell you on a bunch of other things. They will always quote you the lowest price for the best value, and they will always take care of whatever the need is for your family. And it's really important, of course, to tune up your furnace every year. You might be thinking about that as we start to look forward to spring and the air conditioning system that will, in a few months, be put into service. This year, invite someone into your home you can trust.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad that I have Superior Water and Air that will treat me like family, and not just me. If you have any kind of an issue with plumbing, they do a terrific job on plumbing, or what Tim was talking about with your furnace, or anything that's in that closet that takes care of your home or your business, any water issue, whether it's your water heater or whatever it is, I trust Superior Water and Air that they won't upsell me, that they'll just take care of me and give me a reasonable price.
Yeah, here's a number you want to have handy whenever your family is in need. 801-974-9090 for just about anything you need around the house, your plumbing needs, your heater and air conditioner. Superior Water and Air, you'll find them online at superiorwaterandair.com.
It's time to break free from the cliches of funeral potatoes, green jello, and fry sauce, and explore Utah's rich landscape of culinary creations. Explore a melting pot of flavors from homegrown restaurant owners and chefs from around the globe who now call Utah home. From American classics to unique eats, you'll find exactly what your taste buds are craving for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Plus, when you dine in Utah, you're supporting local restaurants and strengthening Utah's economy, one delicious bite at a time. Restaurants across the state have taken extra precautions to make your dining experience safe and enjoyable. So the next time you dine out or order in, try something new. Then keep coming back for more. Get a little taste of what makes Utah so great and support your locally owned restaurants. It's good for you and good for Utah. Learn more at inutah.org.
Are your golden years proving to be not so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of a spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You've spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're located right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or visit online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The governor sees a return to normal by July 4th. Is this normal or normal light? The Utah Department of Health joins us to see if the return to normal is classic normal or normal zero calories. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, some Utah legislators are sponsoring a bill that gives the state the final say over gun rules rather than individual cities.
BYU business professors were asked to help the military special forces. The professors came up with a training manual that helps Green Berets and Navy SEALs make split-second ethical decisions.
Third, the roads are really different depending on where you are along the Wasatch Front.
Yeah, they're pretty messy if you're on I-15 or I-84 up in the South Weber area, Roy, Sunset. But if you're in the Salt Lake Valley, the roads are dry and even sun. You're even seeing sunshine in some spots. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds today and a few afternoon snow showers, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 30 downtown.
Well, this is Black History Month, and there's been a big focus on the family. And with Roots Tech starting this week, it's been a great time to delve deeper into Black family history.
One Utah man is working on those efforts on a worldwide scale. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more in this week's Heart of Utah.
When Tom Reed went to Africa, he was mainly there for a project on collecting oral histories and genealogies to digitize them with Family Search International. He is Deputy Chief Genealogical Officer. And while there, he found a piece of himself.
I had this connection that made me think, you know, where are my people from? You know, I've done my own genealogy, and I'm stuck in Alabama in 1870. The Freedmen Bureau records still have not cracked the nut on my own family history to be able to go back. So as I was in Africa, I was like, I need to know where I come from.
So your DNA results summary.
A month or two later, in November 2016, Reed took a DNA test.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I see these percentages. I see Cameroon and Congo. I see Nigeria. I see Ghana. I see Mali and all these other areas. And then all of a sudden, it hits me like I've just connected to my African roots. I now know where I come from.
Now Reed is working on helping others find that connection, too. With ROAR, it stands for Reclaiming Our African Roots.
We kind of sat back after the Freedmen's Bureau project and said, hey, there's so much more to be done. And there's so many more people that can help in this work. What if we tried to get together with other entities who felt the same way that we did and provide more content, more records, more stories, more access for people of African descent around the world?
Reed says anyone and everyone can help in ROAR initiative, and anyone can help with Black family history.
If you have information on your own family that's connected to Black families, one of the questions I always get is, I found out that my family owned slaves. What do I do about that? My suggestion is to share and tell everyone. The more you can get it out there, the more that you can go on Facebook groups and say, hey, I found this information on my family. I think someone else would want to have it. Please share whatever information you have in whatever platform.
Reed says people are always watching family history and genealogy shows. There's a hunger to connect to the past and to connect to others.
Black history is family history, is American history, is everyone's shared history. right? We're all part of a great collective of humanity, and everyone's history is our history.
By the way, this topic and many others will be discussed at Roots Tech, and it runs Thursday through Saturday. Neri Richards, KSL News Radio.
I love the way he says that. Black history is our history, is all of our history. Yeah. We're all connected. To read more and see a video about this story, be sure to visit our website, kslnewsradio.com.
8:49, and time for us to get a look at Triple Team traffic. And again, we head to the traffic center. Andy, I said this earlier, but it looks like two totally different days. If you're driving in Salt Lake County or if you're in Davis and Weber County, it's winter up there.
Yeah, it's the dead of winter on I-84 and on I-15 from about 31st Street in Ogden all the way down into Layton. And that includes Highway 89 as well, really surrounding Hill Air Force Base for the most part. Once you get down into Layton, speeds increase, but I'm seeing northbound delays as well because of the snow going up from Layton into Roy. And then there was a crash on I-84. That's part of the reason for the extra slow traffic as you after you pass Riverdale Road for the next mile and a half before you start to see some relief at all. Aubrey?
Well, right now, if you're on I-15 in Salt Lake County, you're going to see a freeway speed dry right now from Draper to downtown Salt Lake. If you're on the 201 freeway or I-80 out of Tooele, things are looking pretty good. Just a small spot of slowing around 7200 West on the 201 freeway. Eric?
Pioneer Crossing, one of the busier spots in Utah County for westbounders approaching Saratoga Road. In fact, for eastbounders approaching that same intersection. But overall, it's not a terrible drive if you're out in Saratoga Springs and you're heading over to American Fork in the freeway. I-15 northbound, southbound Utah County. Just as it has been all morning, it's still looking fine. Getting a home energy plan from Dominion Energy gives you steps to improve your home's energy efficiency to save money, and you can get appliance rebates. Get your home energy plan at thermwise.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and Grant has the 7-day forecast brought to you by Volkswagen Southtown.
A lot of clouds, 38 today with some scattered snow showers. Tomorrow, sunshine and 39, and then clouds, 41. On Friday with some scattered snow showers that afternoon. Snow showers more likely on Saturday, the high temperature at 38. Partly cloudy on Sunday, we're up to 39. Sunny Monday, 45, and then partly cloudy on Tuesday, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 30 downtown.
We've talked a lot about vaccines today. I just saw this note that tonight at 5 o'clock, the Salt Lake School Board is going to meet. It'll be interesting because they're going to hear and get a COVID report after a couple of weeks of in-school classes for the high school level. And a lot of parents are going to try and speak. So look forward to coverage of that later this afternoon on your way home. Jeff Kaplan, of course, will be in the chair. Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news between 3 and 7 o'clock on KSL News Radio.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
Maureen from Alpine talks about her experience using 3-day kitchen and bath.
I had for years been dreaming how I wanted my kitchen down to every detail. When 3-day kitchen and bath came, they were thrilled to death that I knew exactly what I wanted. They came back with a drawing and it was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. They came in, they did their thing, and it turned out as perfect as I imagined it. The quality of it, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It is beautiful. They were efficient. They were trustworthy. The recommendations were unquestionable, and they were going to do exactly what I wanted. I had a lovely experience.
Start your remodel today by visiting 3daykitchen.com.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Working freelance for a good number of years and filing my taxes and doing all that kind of work, essentially ignoring it for many, many years, it was, in terms of knowing where to start, it was an intimidating process.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
Having worked until I got a job where I was making a lot of money, and then from there I felt like I was kind of stuck.
If last year wasn't tough enough, understand the IRS can make this year even worse.
After years and years of that, I just had this feeling that it was time to take care of it. And that's when I found Jordan Wilcox.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
It feels good to do the right thing.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Chrissy is refinancing her home, so she shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting her up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision she'll never regret, unlike wearing tap shoes to a surprise party.
Sorry, guys. Just trying to find the perfect hiding place.
Pretty regrettable, Chrissy. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Watching Utah's Money, the chief financial officer of GameStop is leaving. The announcement comes after the company's meteoric rise in stock value last month and after lawmakers then held a congressional hearing about the trading frenzy.
In other money stories this morning, a San Francisco man paid $400,000 to move his house. The 139-year-old two-story Victorian home rolled six blocks through the streets of San Francisco. It took 4 years and permits from 15 city agencies to save the home from demolition.
I was just thinking about the planning it would take to make sure that there were no overpasses and, you know, all of the street lights would be tall enough. Crazy. Let's see how the markets are doing. It's mixed this morning. The Dow is up 92 points. The S&P up just slightly, a little more than a point. And the NASDAQ, which has took a beating the last couple of days, losing 3 full percent, is off another 0.5% now. It's down 80 points.
It's time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here is KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz will once again be represented by two All-Stars. Last night, both Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell earned their All-Star nods from the league's coaches, each player earning one of the seven spots on the Western Conference reserve roster. But it wasn't all good news for the Jazz, who hoped guard Mike Conley would earn his first All-Star bid. The 14-year veteran has been key to the team's success and recognizes time is running out in his career to make his first appearance.
This year, you know, just everything is falling into place. We are the best, you know, best record, and, you know, we got a coach coaching the team, you know, the West team. So it's all falling in line. So if it's not going to happen this year, man, that'll be tough.
All hope isn't lost for Conley, however. Lakers forward Anthony Davis was voted to the roster, but won't play in the game due to injury, meaning the league will name an additional spot in the Western Conference before the March 7th event. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
As a homeowner, you've worked hard to get to where you are. Whether your place is old or new, you could probably use a little more Friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. You see, Friendly isn't just a name. It's the way we do business. Friendly means convenient, like having a plan that covers whatever can go wrong. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Friendly means smart. We do things to protect the value of your home and prevent problems from happening. Friendly also means value. Right now, get a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for just $33 by calling 833-33-FRIENDLY or visiting friendlyhomeservice.com. That's a furnace tune-up or a premium drain cleaning for the friendly price of $33. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more Friendly.
Select Health wants to help those that help others. The Select Health Awards rewards individuals and organizations in Utah that are working to improve the health of those around them. Each year, 20 well-deserving organizations will receive $3,000 and a marketing package to further their missions. Whether it's keeping kids active, helping adults with disabilities, or serving a special population, Select Health wants to lend a hand. Applications are being accepted now through February 28th at selecthealthawards.org.
KSL News Time 8:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic, and we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, the big delays are all on I-15 right now. It's pretty thick from Sunset, really from just south of the Roy exit, all the way down towards the Layton Hills Mall. You're in snow and slippery road conditions. We've also got northbound delays going up from the Main Street Lehigh, or the Hillfield Road exit in Layton, and then it's slow all the way up to the 700 South Clearfield exit. And we also have some slowing up on the east bench of Davis County with Highway 89 slow really bad between 193 and I-84. Aubrey?
Well, right now you have your typical 30-minute drive from Draper to downtown on I-15. 215's east and west side belt both moving at good speeds. 201 freeway just still a little bit of slowing around 7200 west. Eric?
Good movement on I-15 in Utah County. Normal speeds from Provo and Orem up through American Fork and Lehigh if you're heading up towards Salt Lake County. From the Durham's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durham's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
29 downtown.
Should minimum wage be $10 or $15 an hour? They'll be talking about that on Dave and Dujanovic coming up next.
All right, Amanda, have a great day.
You too.
Keep your spirits up, everybody. We'll be back in the morning starting at 5. Dave and Dujanovic coming up.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.